Welcome back to the Press Box and another edition to our countdown to Kentucky Derby 151. As always, and I mean always, my host, the Hall of Famer, Dave Buzzy Baker.
Jr., great to speak to you as always. Our McLean's countdown to Derby 151 this week is being brought to you by Churchill Downs, TwinSpires.com, BristNet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe, Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Okay, so we continue to check and to count down as we get closer and closer, and we're going to go with an alumni of the Jet Ruby Stakes today.
We are, Buzzman. We're going to go with Final Gambit, a three-year-old gray or roan colt, and not this time, really an outstanding breeding here because the mare, Pachinko, and I have no idea if that's right, is by Tappet. So you got the Tappet mare line, and you got not this time one of the best young sires in the game today, trained by Brad Cox for the owner breeder, Jedmont Farm, coming out of the Jeff Ruby. And really an impressive back-to-back wins up at Turfway Park for this brilliantly looking and fast-developing three-year-old colt.
Well, once I looked down at the particulars of the horse, and I saw that this horse was being conditioned by one Brad Cox, I knew that you would be all over it. Regardless of how beautiful this colt was or not.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. This is really, I look for two or three things when I look at the Derby, Buzzy. I look for, one, past performances, two, the pedigree that can get a mile and a quarter, and three, the physical characteristics and how the horse has gotten to the Derby field. So, one, this horse is got the, you know, he's a little light in terms of his past performances, in terms of all the things he's been able to accomplish. But he did run as a two-year-old, ran third in his career debut at Churchill Downs, so that checks a box for me. He came up to Turfway, and after running in early November, he had a couple of months off. He ran second, and in that race, he beat a horse by the name of Courageous Clay. But that's another day for another story.
Yes.
But then he broke his maiden in his third career start and came out of that race to win the Jeff Ruby. But the thing about the Jeff Ruby, Buzzy, and this is one of the things that I really look for, is the progression and how quickly and how rapidly they're developing. In the Jeff Ruby, he went from last to first, and not just by a little bit. He was 12th by many out of it. And then he wins going away by 3.5 over Flying Mohawk, who's also in this race.
Right.
Horse who's never raced on the dirt. We've talked about him earlier. But, I mean, he blew this field away in the stretch in an amazing kind of run that reminds one of Azari back in the day, or Arazi, I must say, Arazi.
Yeah.
When he won the two-year-old Breeders' Cup at Churchill Downs. You know, he comes in off the all-weather. He's raced three times over the all-weather out of the four races. That's not ideal, granted. You know, he's raced only one stakes race. He won a grade three. That's not ideal, and that's granted. But it's the two of the boxes that I check here is how quickly is he developing at the right time of the year, and two, does he have the past performance? Because it's not easy to win on the lead at Turfway, nor is it easy to win from dead last. I mean, horses just can't get there from that
right
spot where he was. And I handicapped every race up there this winter, Buzzy. And, I mean, it's just impossible to win from where he came from. I mean, not only that, you know, he was in the post position four, but he started from the 11th. I mean, he broke the 11th out of the 12th, and then he was 12th, 11th at three quarters, at the top of the stretch, he was still fifth. And you know, so he checks two of the boxes for me. And the third one is the pedigree. And I've spoken to that. Not this time. A tremendous young stallion that was raced by the Allball family, still stands for the Allball family, was a prime candidate to win the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, broke awfully and really never regained his stature as a racehorse, but has really stamped himself as a top stallion. And then Pashinko, the first dam, the dam of Final Gambit, she didn't do much running. She had a win, 2 seconds, two-thirds in her career, but the second dam, and this is, didn't run at all. She was unstarted or unraced. And then the third dam, Choice Spirit, was by Danzig. And that horse raced seven times, two wins, 4 seconds, a third, and trained by the great Bobby Frankel for Judmont Farms. So I think the pedigree is certainly there, Buzz. The rapid development is there. And third is the ability to come from off the pace and get the job done in such a dramatic fashion. I mean, if you get the opportunity, go back and watch that race. And then in recent form, you know, Two Phils has really made claim that the Jeff Ruby is an up-and-coming prep race.
Sure. I mean, there's no question about that. I mean, with what's happened and everything. So one last question. How does this thing have to set up in order for Final Gambit to come away with the win?
Yeah, and, you know, Buzzy, that's a great question because he's going to have some speed to run at. He's going to be back in the back. He's going to have to get some luck. He's going to have to find the right spot to hit the right hole at the right time. And all of those factors are not easy in a 20-horse race. So he's going to have to get lucky. He's going to have to find the right hole at the right time. And then when he is able to turn that final kick in, he's going to have to be clear enough not to get checked or stopped or pinched or any of those things that can happen.
Impeded,
yes. But I'll say this. I think Brad Cox is down to one horse in the Derby now with the scratch of Tappan Street, who I thought was going to be a major player in this race as well. But the winner of the Florida Derby, Tappan Street, injured during a work earlier this week, is now recovering. We're going to recover nicely from a congenital fracture. But he is out. Final Gambit is now holding the flagship for Brad Cox. And like I said, you know, I think he's got the ability, and he's going to be 30 or 40 to 1, Buzz. So,
sure.
I mean, if he can hit second or third with the right combination of horses, you can make a little bit of money. And I think he's – with this race, as it sets up for me handicapping it, there's plenty of speed in here. There is a ton of legitimate speed, and now that Citizen Bull has drawn the rail, they're going to have to go. And so you got him and you got Rodriguez, both from the Baffert barn, who want to be closer on the lead. Obviously, Baffert doesn't want to try to volley, go head-to-head with each other, but they're going to be out there winging it. And you've got some other real legitimate speed, the winner of the UAE Derby is coming over Daytona.
Right.
He's got speed. There's, I think, 6-7 horses that are going to press the pace. And if that happens, and we know what can happen when 6 or 7 horses go pushing each other, they can get crazy on the front end. And if that happens, Final Gambit, if he gets a clear and unimpeded run for that finish line, he might throw a big number at you.
There you go. And so that is today's version of McLean's Countdown to Derby 151. It's brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by BristNet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA, the KTOB, and by the Mobile Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, as always, have a great, great day. Who we got tomorrow?
We're going to go journalism tomorrow.
Journalism tomorrow, yes, sir.
Our top pick will be on Wednesday when we delve into sovereignty.
Look forward to it, my friend. Love you.
You're the best. Be careful, my friend, and look forward to talking to you soon. See you, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.